Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, good afternoon, wherever it is, where you are, whatever time it is, I know it is a good time. It is a joyful time. And I just want to say thank you for your tuning in, and thank you for the Creator guiding you to this time. Tonight, it's one that deals with reawakening America. And I saw this article a while back at the Reawakening Tour. And I sat with it and looked at it in terms of how it lined up with the word. And whenever I lined it up with the word, the God of my understanding, it didn't line up with it. And it led me to the point where I had to deal with where America is going, biblically, spiritually, dealing with it, with the five senses. And as well, if I look at it through the five senses, I come up with all negatives. All negatives. Including the fact that we're into idolatry. And I went and looked at idolatry. Look at it in Judaism, or look at it in Christianity. It says it is the worship of someone or something other than God, as though it were God. Think about it now. What did I just say? Idolatry is the worship of someone or something other than God as though it were God. Now, and then I looked at what does the word say? And we look at the first of the words, and the first of the biblical Ten Commandments, idolatry. And you said, how? How does it? It said, you shall have no other gods before me. So that's what idolatry is. And when you line that up with the event that's taken place, that have taken place in within the last 20 years in America, is in idolatry. And whenever you look at what they did when they were out there in the wilderness, they created what? A golden calf. That they were worshiping that idol. And I looked at an event that took place recently in the political arena, found something that was similar to the golden calf. That was the golden statue of the former president. And now, say How can you say that? First, I can say it because I am a believer in the Creator. And I can say that because spiritually, it is a spiritual fact, not an alternative fact. It is the truth. In terms of my belief system, so if I looked at it from that perspective, what did I conclude? My conclusion is that my God made their God. If my God is the Creator and there is none before Him, none after Him, He exists before time or space. And everything that I see now that people are holding in high esteem was created by the Creator, which make those who bow down to that, the created, into idolatry, and that because they're worshiping an idol God. And another way you can look at it is he is into being, first, let's just take those disobedience. Let's take authority. Authority comes from the Creator. Why is one accepting the words of the created? And I want you to think. Think about it. And one thing that my elders used to say to me is that if you don't believe anything, you're going to fall for anything. And that's why it was instilled in us the word. And why we can say by complete faith, I believe, by complete faith, I know there is a Creator. By complete faith, I know that the Creator created the heavens and the earth and the people, the animals, the mountains, the streams, and the angels. And we see within that the power and authority and the love that God has for the people. Yahweh, Am, Adonai, they all are attributes of the Creator, the one that's responsible for all things. All authority comes from the Creator. And let's see how that got into the earth realm. It became part of the earth realm when the angel bade the Creator and was cast out of heaven. And whenever it came to the earth, the Creator had already explained to the created, who was Adam, who he allowed to be part of the creation, allow him to name the animal, and responded to him whenever he requested a helpmate. When he saw the animals had a helpmate, And the Creator gave him a helpmate. That was a relationship. That was in relationship. How, I often wonder, how is it that the one that walked with God in the heat of the day, the one that God allowed to participate in creation and allow to name the animal, is it that he could allow others, an other being, and what do? They play the name blame game. That's what I call it. And I see that has been overlaid on the society here in America. No one wants to accept responsibility for their action, for their behavior. They always want to blame others. Jesus, just think about it. In the garden, Adam blamed the woman, but technically he blamed God because he said God told him that it was that woman you gave me. I used to say he blamed the woman, but no, he blamed God. The one that he was in the right relationship with, the one that invited him into creation to help name the animals. And then the woman blamed the serpent. And the serpent is the only one that accepted responsibility because he knew he was guilty. And until America accepts responsibility, America, see, most people want to separate the people from the nation or from the Jews. Geography, but the nation is composed of the people. It wouldn't be a nation, it wouldn't be for the people. So it's the people that has to accept responsibility for its action and to confess. Think about it. Does America have anything it needs to repent for? Does America have anything it needs to seek forgiveness for? America is awakening. It's America. Think about it. What is your individual responsibility? We have to accept responsibility for what we bring to the table. And those of you who are outside of the geographical area that we call America or North America, do your own self-examination. Don't point your finger at us and say that we're the one that's the big problem. As you think about it, see what's happening. What does the Holy Spirit say to you? That you may be me in need of human. As Proverbs 11:3. That deals with the integrity of the upright guides them. That's what it says. That, brought by their duplicity. Okay. speaking to upright, speaking to unfaithful. And when we take a look at Matthew 25, 30 forward, we see that the nation will be judged, judgment of the nation. But when we do that, we are back to the people again. The people. So what I want you to do is to read Proverbs 11:3 and sit and see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about the geographical area that you live in. And don't stop there. I want you to go to Matthew 25 and go down to I want you to start is that 32 and read down. And you will see what the word says about who gets judged under the head and the judgment of the nation. I want you to start and read it for yourself. Today I'm going to read it, and then we were in there. And as it's being read, see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. And then I want you to, in your quiet time, to sit and read it. I see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you again. Now, verse 32 starts with, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on their left. And it's interesting. Just continue to think about it and meditate and reflect. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, the word, key word, righteous, answer him, saying, Lord, when shall we be at hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When shall we be a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when shall we be sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, and as much as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it to unto me. See what the key word for you. Righteous. We call them righteous, even though they didn't know him. And he's the king. And then he comes down and he says, you are the least. I want you to say this. As ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brother, called the least his brethren. See what that means. Look it up. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Key words. Listen for key words. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, why have they changed the day so they know who the king is? When shall we be and hungry, at thirst, or a stranger, or naked, sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? They knew what they were supposed to do. He did not. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as he did it not to one of the least of thee, ye did it not to me. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Today this generation that was given to me, as I was going along, and I think the Divine Spirit, the Divine Comfort to those who listen, who need comfort, comfortable. And in your spare time after you read Judgment of the Nation, go back and read verse 1 through 30 and see how they all reinforce each other. It reinforces each other. See 31. And saw the compared descriptions. So, right. Here we get listeners who are calling in. Open words for 30 minutes, give or take. And the other time is set aside for discussion and questions. Again, I want to thank you for listening. And may God enjoy, peace, and comfort to you, the listeners. Amen.